You okay?
No, but I feel a bit of flu coming on here.
Well, good. Just feel free to cough in all of our faces. We like when our faces are coughed in.
Got a bucket,
it's
Bruce.
It's just so beautiful. If you feel the need to vomit.
Oh, come on now. Now knock it off.
What? I'm sorry.
That's enough of that.
I'm sorry.
That's enough. We've taken this bit far enough.
Yes, we have.
And this vomit stuff, I don't even want to talk about that.
Don't mention it again, then.
Well, for Pete's sakes, people ought to know, you ought to know, that it's not in very good taste.
To say what?
To say that word.
What word?
That vomit word.
The vomit word.
Well, people, just knock it off.
People say
knock it off.
Look, if there was a doctor on Owen Spann's show, a lady would call up and say, Dr. Johnson, my child keeps vomiting. And it'd be okay because she was on Owen Spann's show and she's asking a question to a medical doctor.
Yeah, but you're trying to make
he
a comedy.
He vomits in the daytime, he vomits at nighttime. It'd be okay then.
But you're trying to do comedy with
I'm
this.
I'm not. I
it's
just...
It's cheap. It's cheap. And the Minneapolis St. Paul listeners deserve better than that.
So if you're trying to make people laugh, then don't it's you? Wrong to say the word vomit.
That's
but
right.
If it's a medical person, then you can say vomit, 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 vomit. And it's okay. Is that right?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that the way your world looks?
That's the way I see it from my perspective.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I think laughter is pretty doggone important, and I'm having a rollicking good time. Okay? And if I want to say vomit a few times and people guffaw, I think it's okay, okay? Can I just say that?
Why do you keep asking me?
Because you keep asking me why I keep asking.
Oh. Oh, I see.
So, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong at all with yelling, vomit! So there. You have these doctors on. All of a sudden, people can use any word that you can't use ordinarily because they're talking to a doctor, right?
Well, it's...
They can use words like diarrhea, and it's okay because they're talking to a doctor.
Yes, doctor, my son has diarrhea.
You know, they can do it, but it's okay. But if you do it, yeah, if you do it in a comedic sense, then you can't do it.
That's right. It's wrong. You're wrong.
Why?
Why?
John, then they shouldn't use it at all.
Could you clear this up for me?
If it was in the news, if it was in the news, if, for example, McDougal said Governor Perpich had diarrhea last evening, then it'd be okay, right?
Have you got a bulletin there, Don, that I don't know about?
No, I was just pointing out that if you had...
John's usually on top of these stories.
If you had to read out...
Well, in this case, I'd have to be on the bottom, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would. If you had to read out...
Stop it, all of you!
If you had to read out the news...
Governor Perpich missed an engagement last night because of severe diarrhea, it'd be okay, right?
But if I say diarrhea, then it's not okay. What's the deal here? Right?
If you said Cal Ludeman suffered severe vomiting, it'd be okay.
Right? But if I say it, all of a sudden something's wrong with it. It's not fair. I'm sorry. It's not fair.
I am thinking of all kinds of things here, Donnie, but as a newsman, I can't say them.
I'm being discriminated against.
You cheap talk show host.
I'm being discriminated against.
Any laugh you could get, right?
Laughing is good for the soul.
Oh, gosh.
See, it's not fair. If people can say those words with doctors, they can say them with me.